doesn't matter what he is. I mean, you don't know what he is then, do you?
He's a government bloke. Works in the ministry or something. He's nice, Joe. Ordinary.
Yeah, well, you do like I tell you, and he won't get hurt either.
Oh, Joe, I can't.
No, I'm going to scarf and that's it. Remember what I told you, though. Remember.
Hello, Basil.
Hello, Millie. Can I come in?
Oh, yeah. Come in, Basil. What a nice surprise.
My name's Adam Kane. Kane. Listen now to Don McCorkendale as Adam Kane in...
Lochinvar.
Looking for space to hang and dry your washing? Washline distributors have the solution. Their rotating and fold-down washlines take up the smallest spaces. Ideal for townhouses, simplexes and balconies at affordable prices. Galvanized or powder-coated and available in 5 different colors. For 24-hour delivery, installation, reliable and friendly service, phone Washline Distributors on 011-792-2486. That's 011-792-2486. Wash lines for every space and need.
Die goeie ou dae van Springbok Radio is terug. 20 onverkrygbare liedjies nou op een CD. Met al jou gunstelinge, Virginia Lee, Cora Marie, Anton Goosen, Sonja Herold, Cupido en vele meer. Herleef Springbok Radio, Afrikaanse treffers.
You can't expect me to do something like that.
Of course I can.
Not to him.
He's no different from anybody else who works in this department, Adam.
He's my friend.
Aren't we all?
Some a bit more than others. I've known Basil Slade for a long time. He's a good bloke and a good agent. I'm not going to spy on him, Viv. You can get someone else.
Oh,
you bleak more cannon, that's that. And if there's anything else you want, I'll be in my office.
Come back, Adam. Don't be silly. You know perfectly well I will get someone else. Someone who may not be quite as sympathetic to your friend as you are. Come and sit down, will you? Right.
I don't believe he could be that stupid anyway.
The preponderance of evidence is against him. Here.
You've got all this stuff, then?
Doesn't matter. It's all there. Dates, meetings, candid photographs.
Well, if you've got all this, you don't need me, do you?
Oh, yes.
Millicent Jones. She's not bad looking.
Basil always had good taste.
Not a very bright address.
Well, that's it. She's rather gore-blimey. Oh, I'm so sorry. No offense.
Yeah. Maybe he's in love.
The thought had crossed my mind. He certainly wouldn't be behaving as he's doing if he wasn't deeply attached to the girl. You've heard of Joe Healy, I take it?
Oh, yeah.
Well, there's nothing more to say, is there? Either Basil Slade is a double agent, or he's very shortly going to be one, whether he likes it or not.
Joe Healy. Yeah, I knew him all right. We'd met before. Not often, but enough to have a little respect for him. He knew what he was about. He was about spying for anyone who'd pay him enough.
Got that? Have you got that?
Yeah.
Good.
You trust her?
Yeah, I trust her.
Then I think you're stupid.
Are you running this thing over? Or am I?
You, with my money.
Then we do it my way. Well, with your cooperation.
She's weak.
Yeah, weak. And frightened. Frightened of me. That's why I trust her. I'm right to trust you, aren't I, Millie?
Yeah.
See? Off you go, darling. And remember what Uncle Joe told you. There, you see?
You do not have much respect for the British counter-espionage agents?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know them.
This man Slade.
You don't have to worry about him. He doesn't know what's going on.
But his friends?
Maybe they do. And maybe they don't.
It does not worry you?
No, Helga. It doesn't worry me. They won't get in the way. Because by the time they wake up to what's really happening, it'll all be over, won't it?
Pow-pow! You're dead, son.
Oh, Adam, hello.
You should check before you open the door, son. I might have been one of them.
Oh, yeah? Right in the middle of Meadowvale. Come in.
So. You'd be surprised, mate. They're everywhere.
You sound like the Home Office posters in the canteen.
Yeah.
It's a bit early for Scotch, don't you think?
No.
No, of course it isn't. Is there something wrong?
Why do you ask?
Because you haven't paid me a visit since a day or two before Christmas. Well, we were both sent off on that bomb scare.
No, no, no. Nothing the matter this time. Pure social visit.
Oh, that's nice. Here you are. That's yours. No water, no ice.
So, cheers.
Yes, cheers.
Nice stuff, Basil. You like it here, then, in this place?
Oh, yeah, it suits me. I've been here long enough now, haven't I?
Yeah, yeah. On your own?
Yes, on my own.
Yeah, you're not much for the birds, are you? I remember there was a time when...
I'd rather we didn't talk about that right now.
No, no, sorry.
You? You happy?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, you never seem to be alone.
Well, it just happens that way.
No one at the moment?
No.
As a matter of fact...
Yeah?
Well, there is someone at the moment.
You're joking?
No, rather a nice lass. Quiet, you know. Not your sort at all.
Unlike all sorts.
I have noticed that.
Is that all you know about her? Just nice and quiet? Or are you, not going to tell me any more?
Oh, things are well. They haven't reached any great heights between us yet, you know what I mean. You remember Sandra, don't you?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I didn't know her that well.
No, well, it's been a long time. I didn't think I'd meet anyone again, but, well, the years take care of that, don't they? We grow older and memories get softer and the edges blur a little. And some of us get lonely.
Yeah, don't get mauling on me. I don't visit you that often.
I know why you're here. I know you're checking up on me for Spencer Dickens.
Now, what makes you think a silly thing like that?
The fact that I've been in DI6 for 15 years.
Millicent Jones?
Leave her alone, will you?
Yeah, yeah, of course we will. Just wanted to make sure that everything was all right in your interest, Basil.
The girl is no more a security risk than the Prime Minister. Leave us alone, Adam.
Yeah, yeah, of course. Well, since you know why I'm here, there's not much point in me staying, is there? Cheers, Basil. I wish you luck, mate. I really do.
Thanks, Adam.
If there's anything...
It'll be all right, Adam.
Yeah, yeah, of course. But you know where I live, old son. Bless you.
Sorry.
Oh, that's all right. Well, so that's her, is it? Yeah, I can see the attraction, Basil, old son. I can see the attraction.
There she goes.
If you trust her, we must follow her.
Sure is. And it's just paid off, ain't it?
What?
See the bloke coming out of the building?
Short one?
Just bumped into her. Stop him. He's looking back at her. You see?
Of course.
I know him.
We see?
It helps to know the other side. Helps to know which one they're putting up on the case. I didn't think they'd go as far as this one. But I can deal with him.
Who is he, Joe?
His name's Adam Kane.
Darn, Adam.
Poor bloke.
It won't help us feeling sorry for him. Commissar Dunn.
He knew. Knew why I was there.
Well, of course he did. He isn't stupid. He wouldn't be working for us if he was stupid.
You know about his wife, don't you?
Vaguely. What does she have to do with it?
She was killed. About 6 years ago.
That's right. During a mission of some sort, wasn't it? He was on to something and they planted a bomb in his house.
Yeah, something like that. I don't know all the details. Sandra. I didn't remember her name. He reminded me. I think this is the first time since then that...
There's a first time for everyone. Explains why he's making such a clod of himself, I'd say. He's lonely.
Look, will you do me a favour?
It depends.
I want the file on that case. It must be in records.
What case?
The one where his wife got killed.
Oh, of course. Is that all?
Yeah. Phone through and tell him, will you? I'll pick it up on my way home.
This is ever such a nice place.
Oh, well, I'm glad you like it.
Yeah. It's very elegant.
Well, do you think so? Oh, it's just a bachelor's room, Millie. There's nothing fancy.
All these pictures. You like pictures, don't you?
Yes, I do.
What's this one?
What?
This picture of a girl. She's ever so pretty. Who is she, Basil?
That, well, that's, No, it doesn't matter.
It's an oil painting, isn't it? Of someone. Oh, she's nice. Did you know her?
No. No, it's just a painting.
I wasn't on that particular case. I didn't know any of the details. Not until I read the file. Then a whole lot of things were clear, and I knew what had been bothering me about this old business. I hadn't thought Basil Slade could be that stupid, and suddenly I knew that he wasn't.
Oh, excuse me.
What? Sorry.
Is his chair taken?
No, of course not.
Oh, this place is so crowded. You don't mind if I sit here next to you?
No.
Thank you. I'm called Helga. What is your name?
Did you hear that? It's a chaffinch. It's common across Europe, and in South Africa it's found in a small area of the Cape Coast. But right now you're hearing its song loud and clear on the internet radio service of springbokradio.com, and so are thousands of other listeners across South Africa and the world. But let's imagine that instead of hearing the sound of a bird, we're hearing something else. Maybe the name of your business, and reasons why our listeners might be interested in your product or service. Internet radio advertising works because it speaks directly to the listener. And amazingly, it isn't expensive. To find out about advertising on springbokradio.com, contact Dave DePrier on Johannesburg 011-678-5176. If it's from outside of South Africa, that's 2711-678-5176. Or wherever you are, you can email dave@springbokradio.com. Now, isn't that music to your ears?
Enjoy the best of both worlds. Only 2 hours' drive from Johannesburg and Pretoria and half an hour by air. The magnificent Sundown Ranch Hotel and Lion Park, just 10 kilometres from the Pilansburg Game Reserve and Sun City Resort. It offers an exciting escape from the hustle and bustle of everyday life. Reasonable rates, excellent food, friendly service and comfortable air-conditioned rooms. It will ensure a memorable stay. Activities include tennis, squash, horse riding, the Lion Park and much, much more. Call now to make your reservation on 014-573-1000. That's 014-573-1000. Or visit their website at www.restonations.co.za/Sundown Ranch. The Sundown Ranch Hotel and Lion Park. Two worlds in one.
Of course, I should have known, shouldn't I? Birds like that don't pick up fellas like me in pubs. There was a time. But not anymore. I should have known, shouldn't I?
I'm from Germany.
Yeah?
You know Germany?
A bit.
You look to be a well-travelled man. You have that look.
Do I? What are you doing, anything?
Oh, that's that story. But I won't bore you. Unless you wish to hear.
Well, I'm not going anywhere. Here, can I get you a drink?
Thank you. That would be very kind of you.
Yeah.
See, I've been, what is the word in English?
Stood up?
Mm-hmm, stood up. I come for the sake of a man, and when I arrive, I find his marriage. I told you it was a sad story.
Then why are you smiling?
Perhaps because I realized he was not worth it anyway. And I'm better without him.
Of course you are. Look, what are you doing right now? This minute, when you leave the pub?
I have no plans but to go home again.
Come and have dinner with me.
With you?
Dinner, that's all. And a shoulder to cry on.
I would like that. You're not married, are you?
She knew I wasn't married. Right from the start, she knew everything about me. Joe Ely had told her. She probably knew the number of fillings in my teeth. She certainly knew where I lived.
Such a nice house.
I'll do me best.
And the music, yes. I think I would like to hear that one.
No sooner said. There. You like that?
Ah, it's beautiful. You know, I'm so glad I stayed in London, that I went into that bar tonight. I'm so glad I met you, Adam.
Yeah.
You're not glad that you met me?
Oh, yeah. Very glad.
There you are.
Sorry?
You disconnected your phone.
Did I?
Strictly against regulations, Adam. What have you been up to?
None of your business.
The place is a madhouse this morning. I've been making excuses for you left, right and centre. Devonish it on the warpath.
What about?
Slade.
What's he done now?
We were rather hoping that you would tell us that, since you were assigned to watch him.
But not to shadow him. What's he done, Viv?
Well, to start with, he's gone to ground.
Is what?
Disappeared. Run off.
He wouldn't do a thing like that.
But he has. He's done it. And I'm not all that sure he hasn't gone over, Adam.
Viv, you must be off your chump, Basil. He's no more go over than...
Strike a relationship with a girl we know has KGB connections?
Healy's a private. He's not KGB.
He's anybody's who pays him enough. And at the moment, it's the KGB. Oh, wake up, Adam. You know that.
Yeah, but that still doesn't mean that Basil's gone over. More likely, they got him. They picked him up, held him somewhere.
Either way, but I doubt it.
You know something else, don't you?
Yes. And I wish I didn't. And there's a file missing from Slade's office. A top secret Ministry Defense file. Devonish thinks he's using it as a ticket out.
Where is he?
I don't know.
You know he's got it, darling. Where's he, isn't he?
He wouldn't tell me, Joe. Honestly, I mean, how do I ask him?
Ask him?
But he doesn't know I work for you. You don't want him to know, do you?
He's about to find out. Where's he going?
To the village for food.
He'll find out when he gets back.
I wondered then. Wondered if I shouldn't tell Viv what I'd seen in the file. The file that covered the assignment that killed Basil's wife. I thought about it, but I didn't tell him. It was my secret, and I was hoping, for Basil's sake, that I could keep it a secret.
Why your flat?
Because I think the answer's there. It was there when I left. It might still be.
What on earth are you talking about?
You'll see. At least I hope you'll see.
You are an infuriating man at times. Have I told you that?
Yeah.
We all stand to lose our jobs, and you become more cryptic with every passing second.
It's part of my charm. Come in. Hang on.
What'd you do that for?
Wait and see.
What went on here last night? Party?
Sort of.
No wonder you plucked the phone out.
I didn't.
Yes, you did. I tried four times. They said it was disconnected. They can tell at the GPO.
It was cut.
What?
Yeah, look.
Good heavens. What sort of guests do you have?
Let's find out, shall we?
Adam?
In here.
Oh, dear. I'm so sorry.
Let me go.
Come on, darling.
What are you doing?
Come on,
let me
chat.
Go.
This was my guest, Viv. Her name's Olga, and she works for the KGB.
So
don't
what,
you, darling?
What are you talking about? You leave my... I'm alone.
The KGB, or is it the East German version?
Who is this, Adam?
The answer, I hope. Now then, Olga, what can you tell us about Joe Ely?
Oh, hello there.
Hello, Basil.
Oh, it's a long walk there and back. Counting all this stuff.
What's the matter, lass?
Nothing.
But you're crying.
No.
Yes, you are. Those are tears. You're crying.
Nothing.
Come on, help me inside with this lot. We can have breakfast.
No.
What?
Let's not go inside, Basil.
But I'm hungry.
Let's go away from here.
Now, what are you talking about, lass? We ran away to this place. We said we'd never leave here, didn't we? We like it here.
No. I don't like it. I've never liked it. Let's get into your car and go away.
There's someone in there.
No.
Someone inside that house waiting for us. Who is it, Millie?
No one. There's no one there.
I don't think you're telling me the truth, Millie.
Yes, she is.
Oh.
She thought I was inside, but I'm not. I'm out here waiting for you, Slade. Now, why don't we all go inside nice and calmly and have a little chat? Now, move it.
We didn't have to bring her with us.
Well, what was it going to do, leave her there?
Well, we could have locked her up, charged her.
I want her with us, just in case she's been lying.
No, I told her the truth.
Yes, I think you did.
And so do I, Adam.
But I'm not taking no chances.
Of course I told you the truth. My operation has no chance of success now. You'll do nothing more to me. I'll be sent back to Russia. They're at the cottage now.
Oh, Basil.
I don't think so.
But Healy's there.
I know.
He's going to force Basil to defect. Or kill him.
He won't.
You don't know Healy.
Don't I, just? I know a lot more about Healy than you think, Viv.
What?
I've been doing my homework.
What do you know?
Wait and see.
I wish you wouldn't do that.
After you, Millie.
Oh, Basil, I'm sorry. He made me. I didn't want to. I like you, I really do. I didn't want to. Oh!
Shut up and get inside.
You shouldn't have done that, Joe.
I've got the gun. I do what I like.
Yes, of course, sir. Oh, I'm sorry.
Stop that. You've got no charge of...
You're not quite as clever as you think, Joe Healy. You've been on the losing end of this little game from the very beginning, haven't you?
That is the place.
Yes, there's Carson.
All of us.
Now, I think I'd better take the back door. You and this girl can go the front way.
There's no need.
What?
Here comes Slade. He's coming out to meet us.
Good heavens.
Hello, Basil. Did you get him?
Hello, Adam. Yes, he's inside. I'm afraid I had to kill him.
Yeah.
I'm sorry you missed the party.
Oh, that's better.
Another one?
In a minute. When did you get on to me, Adam? Right from the beginning?
No. Only when I read the file. The case when Sandra was killed. Joe Healy set that bomb, didn't he?
That's right. It's taken me all this time to track him down. Set myself up for him. I borrowed a secret file. They don't mind about that, do they?
No. As long as I get it back.
Then, I let that girl get on to me, and the rest was easy. He fell for it, hook, line, and sinker. You know, I'll have that other drink now. There's only one thing I'm sorry about.
Oh? What's that?
Millie. Millicent Jones. That poor girl really was in love with me. Did you know that? Cheers, Adam.
My Name is Adam Kane is written by Dale Cutts and directed by Margaret Heal.
My name's Adam Kane.